And let's get an update now from Capitol Hill on the breaking news this hour. The House has passed the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It passed with no Democratic support. NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett joins us now. And Jeff, it was unclear how this vote would go exactly. What happened?
Yeah, unclear. And frankly, you know, they passed it with just one vote to spare, 217 to 213. I'll tell you, Jeremy, though, that this, the relief that Republicans feel right now is really only temporary because the measure is going to come back to them or will likely come back to them significantly changed by the Senate. So the Republican Party is still pretty far away from achieving their ultimate goal of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. But for right now, they are boarding two charter buses headed to the White House for a victory party. And after they cleared the threshold to pass the bill, Democratic lawmakers started chanting, you know, na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye at their Republican colleagues. The subtext there was, you know, you walked the plank and voted for this highly unpopular bill, and you will pay for it in the 2018 midterms. That's what Nancy Pelosi said on the House floor earlier. Even some Democratic lawmakers even physically waved goodbye at their Republican colleagues. And one staffer told me, Democratic staffer told me as I was headed back here to speak with you, that this image that we're going to see soon of Republicans standing by President Trump celebrating this healthcare victory will come back to haunt them in attack ads in the 2018 midterms. We'll see about that. Right now, Republicans feel really good that they've gotten this off their desks and at least have taken this major step toward repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Well, and let's just remind our listeners what exactly this bill would do. We know that the first version of the American Health Care Act, as this is called, the one that they weren't able to get the votes for about 6 weeks ago, the Congressional Budget Office had said that millions of people, more than 20 million people, were going to lose health coverage as a result. What do we know about this bill?
And that could likely still be the case. The Republicans who I spoke with about how these amendments could change that picture say that they think it'll make it better, but marginally better. We know that it allows states to opt out of the Affordable Care Act's current requirement that insurance companies charge people the same regardless of whether they have a pre-existing condition. And that is what prompted Fred Upton, the lawmaker who created this new amendment, to add $8 billion over 5 years to fund high-risk pools of sicker people to, in a way, protect people who live in states where the lawmakers would decide to opt out of those pre-existing condition requirements. And so that amendment from Fred Upton is what prompted other moderates, gave them enough cover, essentially, political cover, to vote for it. And now here we are.
And here we are. What about in the Senate? Does this have any chance of getting through the Senate like this?
No, because conservatives and moderates in the Senate are nowhere close to being on the same page. And, you know, House Republicans could when they voted, they could have afforded to lose about 22 votes. In the Senate, Republicans can only afford to lose two senators.
Right.
So on the substance, you can expect to see tweaks regarding pre-existing conditions. There probably will be more tax credit money for low-income Americans. And it will probably slow the death of Medicaid expansion, Jeremy.
That's NPR's Jeff Bennett with the breaking news from Capitol Hill. The House of Representatives has passed the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. We'll be following this. Jeff, thank you.
Sure thing.